It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Kathy Yost, a past exalted ruler of the Glenwood Springs Elks, the ER, as it were. So it's Kathy today without the lampshade.
Correct.
Oh, wait. That would be the grand order of the that would be the Flintstones thing. If anybody ever actually remembers that cartoon. Anyway, Tammy Reynolds is a newer member of the Elks in Glenwood for the last, what, 2 or 3 years?
Nope.
Something like that?
No.
Oh.
Just a few months.
Really? So within the last, in 2019?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. This is... of course, they don't allow hazing, but this is the closest thing that you will probably get.
Right.
Is having to sit here and endure my old, moldy, and sometimes irrelevant jokes. A lot of stuff to, a lot of ground to cover, so I should probably get on task. First of all, you're going to be packing some memorial boxes on December 14th. 120 boxes with turkeys. The sheriff's office hands these out, and
most of them,
yeah, but they definitely help.
Oh yeah,
for sure. And this is something that the Elks, I want to say, I remember talking about this like 10 years ago, at least, and it's probably been going on longer ago than that. This is to folks that are referred to the Elks.
Yes. This is our 34th annual Memorial Weekend, basically, for us. I'm not sure. You ask me this every year, and I've got to find out when
I'm
we
so
started
sorry.
The boxes.
Well, the beauty of it, because I don't remember from year to year that I remember,
right.
You know.
I'm pretty sure we didn't do the boxes the very first year, but we've been doing it. I've been a member for 15, 16 years, and I've been involved in it since the day one with me. So
you jumped in with both feet too.
Yeah, I did.
Remember, you didn't hesitate at all. You're like,
no.
All right, let's go.
No, my husband's going, oh, why did I make her a member?
That's so funny. So we might get into that a little bit later on, but at the end, if we have extra time. So what is the idea of memorial boxes? You're just taking these to people that do not have a way to get out and make their own?
Or just in need. I mean,
okay.
They might still be able to get out and stuff like that. But it's just for our community that's in need this year. And we reach out to the local churches. And then the sheriff's department comes and we give them about 75 boxes. So they know their community better than we do. But we also reach out to the churches and have them send us a list of names from their congregation. Now, that being said, we still, if anybody is in need out there and would like to contact us, they can do that, and I can put them on the list. They may not get a turkey because those turkeys are bought specific, 120, but we usually have extra food to fill more boxes. So,
okay. So that's one of the things. Events like this are so hard to organize and put all these boxes together that a lot of organizations will have a cutoff. Do you have a cutoff?
I do. I mean, 120 is what I usually send
out.
But
I mean like a date.
Oh, for letting me know?
Yeah.
Probably should know by that Monday, which I think is the 10th.
Yes.
So yeah, Monday the 10th. Okay.
Would be nice.
So if you know somebody that could use a little help this holiday season, that'd actually be the 9th.
Okay.
Monday the 9th.
Okay.
Then Tuesday the 10th is Colorado Gives Day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So Monday the 9th, if you know someone that, you know, you may think they're struggling a little bit.
Yep.
Could use, I imagine it's almost maybe even more of a mental thing than it is the food. Obviously, food is necessary and important. But especially this time of year, if you're down on your luck,
yeah,
just to know that someone is thinking about you,
yep,
you know,
yep,
I think that could make a big difference.
They are very appreciative when we do come to the door because most of them don't know that they've been nominated for this box, and so it's pretty cool when we go out to deliver them and the looks on their faces and the thank yous and the hugs and things that we get. So,
And do you prefer email for contact about this? I noticed you put the email on the little rundown you gave me.
Yes, okay. I think that would probably be the best.
Okay. So if you know someone in need this holiday season, you'd like to hook them up with a box. Again, the turkeys are kind of already accounted for, but you usually have some extra food. You can help out in any way you can. That email address is secretary@gwselks.com.
Correct.
How is the website? Do you just use it for email, or do you also have other information on the website?
They should have, our PR person, Alta, should have the information on our website, but we've been having a little bit of trouble with our links and things like that as far as getting information
posted. So it's still in progress.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you active on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So search Glenwood Elks on Facebook.
Glenwood Springs Elks Lodge 2286.
Okay. And, of course, if you have any trouble with any of that, I'm sure someone who answers the phone, or you can leave a message at 945-2286 as well. Well, you know, after the first 10 times, it's like, hey, wait a minute. It's Elks number 2286 and the phone number. Oh.
We make it easy.
Are you looking for volunteers to help you pack these boxes?
Always. You know, we always like to have people come and volunteer. They don't have to be a member. If that's something that you want to do and you're in and looking for a place to volunteer, it's a great time to come out and help us. Because 120 boxes can be a little daunting to pack. We have like an assembly line, of course, of the food. We put out all the different foods, the corns, the peas, the stuffing, the potatoes, the cake mixes, the everything. And then you go along and you have to pick two of this and one of this. And so, and the boxes can get heavy. So sometimes you can need two people to team up.
Okay.
So.
And that happens on Saturday, December 14th.
Correct.
At the Elks Lodge out in West Glenwood. What time you want folks to show up?
7:30 in the mornings is when we get started, and we usually can get them done within a couple hours. So.
Okay. Well, you like coffee and donuts?
Yep.
That kind of thing? Okay.
Always.
Do you want folks to give you a call, let you know they're coming, or just if you want to help, show up?
Nah, if you want to help, just show up.
Okay. Again, that's Saturday, December 14th, 7:30 at the Elks out in West Glenwood. Again, it's pretty well organized. I mean, it's you've done it for 34 years.
Yeah.
So kind of have a system down for the best way to do it. In addition to that, you're actually working with the local Boy Scout troop. Troop 225 is all over. I hear we talk about them a lot, put it that way. They do a lot of stuff in this area. And will you be helping, like asking for donations or ringing the bell?
They're going to be out at City Market on this Saturday, December 7th. Okay. And they used to do Glenwood Springs City Market and then Safeway. But since Safeway is closed, we picked up City Market in Carbondale because we do reach out that far with our boxes, too. So they're going to be there. They'll have a group of kids at Carbondale and a group of kids in Glenwood. And they think they start at 8 o'clock and go till 3. And they'll have a list. When you walk in, they'll hand you a list of what they're looking for and go do your shopping and bring it back to them.
That's awesome. Again, that's City Markets in Glenwood and in Carbondale.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, you'll see those scouts out there, and they'll be in the uniform.
Yep.
I guarantee.
Yep.
It's so hard to say no to them. And so, you know, maybe look for some bargains in the store, you know, buy an extra can of beans or whatever it is you're buying anyway. Maybe take advantage of the value card, get some extra fuel points.
There you go.
Again, that's at City Markets in Glenwood and Carbondale this Saturday, the 7th, from 8 until 3 o'clock. You talk about, you know, Glenwood Elks. You obviously help folks out from Carbondale to Glenwood. I'm sure you've got members probably all over the state, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Of course, there are other two other Elks clubs in this area. You've got Aspen and you've got Rifle. And unlike a lot of other organizations, as a service club, you don't care who is a member of which Elks organization. You all work together really closely. I know maybe not on a daily basis, but you certainly know members from other clubs and stop by from time to time if you're, you know, in town, that kind of thing for dinner.
Yeah. And, I mean, we have a demographics that we're supposed to stick within you know, our clubs, but we always filter over both ways, and everybody sure. helps out everybody.
And there are probably people that are members of all three.
Yeah.
Just because, you know.
Yeah, you have associate members of all, yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Uh-huh.
And okay.
Yeah.
So you've got your main club, and then you can be an associate member of
yep.
another one if you want to go to their meetings. Is that what it's about? Or?
You can get into their meetings if you're a member and get an associate card, or, you know, just to go into their facilities. So.
Gotcha. I don't know if you weren't here then. Never mind. I was going to – somebody that we have worked with in the past that is a member of the Aspen Elks that I thought you might know, but that was – you did not overlap. So never mind. Again, if you know anyone in need this holiday season that you think would like some extra food, the Glenwood Elks can probably help out. Just email Kathy, secretary@gwselks.com. Again, if email is not your thing, if you'd rather pick up the phone, I'm sure whoever answers the phone will be happy to pass along a message. Phone number at the Glenwood Elks Lodge is 945-2286. And remember, those memorial boxes, they'll be packing those on Saturday the 14th starting at 7:30. Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Kathy Yost and Tammy Reynolds from the Glenwood Elks. I'm not doing my job to initiate Tammy into the...
Right? Let's get her going.
Again, stuffing memorial boxes, or packing memorial boxes, I guess would be a better way of putting it, at the Glenwood Elks Lodge Saturday, December 14th at 7:30. Anybody that would like to help out is welcome to show up. They'll have some coffee and donuts for you, and as many folks as can stop by and visit, the better. Again, 120 boxes, that's a lot of food to pack, even though you've got this assembly line system down.
Right.
And then again, this Saturday, December 7th, Boy Scout Troop 225 at City Markets in Glenwood and in Carbondale, collecting donations from 8 until around 3 or so in the afternoon. So help the scouts collect some food as well. Now, are they doing something different, or are they actually collecting food for you?
They're collecting food for us.
Awesome. Okay. So it's a great way to get the young people involved
in
service projects and that kind of thing.
Yeah, they're our charter lodge, or our charter troop.
So. Oh, I didn't. So what does that mean?
It means that we were one of the original people that started them. So Bill Dodd Scott. Way, 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 way back when. Do not, I know that look on your face. Do not ask me.
I wasn't going to. I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
And again, one of the more active scout troops in our area. Or maybe we just, they tell us about the fundraisers and stuff that they do more often. I don't know. But I hear Troop 225 a lot.
Yeah.
A lot, a lot, a lot. And I always have been, like going back, you know, 10, 15 or so years. And talking about, they will have a list at City Markets in Glenwood and Carbondale, but we're talking about things like canned vegetables, peanut butter, rice, pasta, dried potatoes, tuna, gravy, stuffing, stuff like that. Oh, and no glass.
No glass, please.
That's a good point, because a lot of the like gravy and stuff comes in glass containers. So, okay.
So canned or packaged gravy is better.
Okay. I'm glad that I read that. It's in big capital letters, too. Oh, well. You've also got the memorial dinner coming up the next day after you stuff those food boxes on Sunday, December 15th. Talk a little bit about that, Tammy.
Well, it is a traditional holiday dinner with turkey and ham and all the fixings.
And is it open to the public? Or?
Yes, from 11 to 2.
Okay.
At the lodge. The Boy Scouts, again, the 225, will be there helping serving and setting up and taking down. Also, we'll take volunteers.
And, again, you just everyone is welcome to come out. This is something, another thing that you do every year as well.
And it also commemorates the disaster that happened, the Rocky Mountain natural gas explosion that happened in 1985. Yeah, December 6, 1985, killed 12 people and injured 15.
Of course, we all remember the Storm King fire I remember after everything was said and done, and forgive the term, the smoke cleared from Storm King, they had the memorial service for the firefighters. And I couldn't tell you the reporter, but I remember reading an article, and they said, you know, it's interesting. I wonder how many people realize the band shell where the Storm King Memorial was happening is actually dedicated to the 12 people that died at the Rocky Mountain natural gas disaster just across the river from that location. Of course, it was 1985 that Two Rivers Park was dedicated, and so they built the band shell at some point after that and decided to dedicate that to the memory of those 12. The plaque is still there.
Yeah.
I think on the would that be south or east side of the band
shell?
I don't
know, it's left or right to me.
Yeah. that works a little bit better.
I'm from Texas. It's over there.
Anyway, 34 years later, and that memorial dinner is still happening every year. This year just happens to be on Sunday, December 15th. Will you have a program, or is this just a social event? Come and eat. And then go
home. It's just a social event.
Okay. All right. And again, everyone is welcome from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Since it's open to the public, I assume you will not be serving alcohol?
Correct.
Okay. Again, 11 to 2 on Sunday, December 15th, out at the Elks in West Glenwood. Again, there you go. Boy Scout Troop 225 will be helping to serve and to clean up afterward. Is this a good, the memorial dinner, is that a good opportunity for folks to get acquainted with the Elks if they're interested
Absolutely.
In becoming members?
Okay. Absolutely. And we have the lodge all decorated up for Christmas. So come in, enjoy our facility, talk to our members that'll be there, and just get more information about us. And just, you know, like I said, enjoy the company of your community. So.
Again, to summarize everything up to this point, pack in those memorial boxes on Saturday, December 14th, starting at 7:30 at the Elks Lodge in West Glenwood. 120 boxes with turkeys and then some additional food that's left over that will go to other folks that have come in between now and Monday the 9th. Again, Monday the 9th is the absolute deadline.
Right.
Although it's never that firm, but that is the official deadline. Again, if you know anyone that is in need this holiday season, the email is secretary@gwselks.com. You can probably send a message on Facebook, too.
Yes.
Glenwood Springs Elks Lodge 2286.
Correct.
Just search for that. And you can always call 945-2286 as well. Then Sunday, December 15th. The traditional holiday dinner, turkey, ham, potatoes, stuffing, a little bit of all of it.
And pie.
And pie, yes.
Pie.
The best part, pie.
We should probably talk a little bit more about the pie. We can do that. And then, again, Boy Scout Troop 225, not only will they be helping out at the memorial dinner on the 15th, this Saturday, the 7th, they'll be in Glenwood and Carbondale at City Markets asking for donations of food to help pack those memorial boxes.
Correct.
The following Saturday.
Correct.
We'll take one final break and come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Tammy Reynolds and Kathy Yost from the Glenwood Elks Lodge. Again, they are all hands on deck for the Christmas season, as it is every year.
And yes.
It's so interesting how you've got this core group of Elks that are involved in everything.
Yes.
And then you've got the rest of the members that from time to time, for instance, the Disabled American Veterans Winter Sports Clinic. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, I think that's most everybody, actually. But
right.
Just depending on what the event is, you've got different members that get involved. And then you've got this core group that just does everything.
Yeah.
Like you have for the last 15 years. John didn't
know
what
he was getting. Crazy.
John didn't know what he was getting himself into when he asked you to join, did he?
No.
Your husband, he was a member of the Elks since before he knew you, right?
No.
Okay.
No. He had been a member, I think, for like 2 years before he brought me in.
Was it? Okay. For some reason, I thought it was longer than that.
No. And he always says, I'm the only one that he ever brought in. He's never brought in anybody else. And I'm not sure if that's good or bad, but
I would say it's
one.
Been pretty good for the Elks.
For the Elks, yeah.
Yeah. You put in a lot of hours, a lot of hours. Maybe even members of the Elks don't know how many hours you put in, but it's a lot for sure. Again, stuffing those, well, first of all, this Saturday, Boy Scout Troop 225 collecting food items for the memorial boxes, again, at City Market in Glenwood and Carbondale from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m., stuffing those memorial boxes on Saturday morning, December 14th at 7:30. Again, everyone that would like to come help stuff those is welcome to and hang out with members of the Elks, as well as I'm sure the Boy Scouts will probably be there as well.
I think that's the one day that they get a break.
That's fair enough, because
they
got to
come
a
in Sunday.
Right? Again, that's Saturday, December 14th at 7:30. Just show up if you want to help out.
Yeah.
Then the memorial dinner. Everyone is welcome to the traditional Christmas dinner, holiday dinner, on Sunday, December 15th at the Elks Lodge, again from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. There's just a lot of stuff always going on at the Elks. And is it this Saturday as well?
This Saturday there is a craft fair at the lodge.
Talk about that a little bit, Tammy.
That's about all I know. I just wanted to bring it up. I'm not really sure how many booths we have, but we have bake sale or baked goods also. And it does go towards...
They've changed this year, and to tell you the truth, I'm not sure.
But it will be donated to a charity?
Yes.
A local charity.
All the money that's raised off of the booth rentals and the bake sale that we have going on goes towards it. And Annette just told me the other day, and I don't remember, so she's going to shoot me.
What are the hours this Saturday again?
I believe it starts at 8.
I think it's 8 to 3. Maybe 8 to 2, I could be lying, but I believe it's 8 to 3 this Saturday.
Okay. Again, so it's kind of similar hours to when the Boy Scouts will be collecting the food.
Yes.
Again, out at the Elks Lodge in West Glenwood, so if you want a unique gift for Christmas, it's a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. Plus, they'll donate that money to charity. Again, it's 8 until 2 or 3-ish this Saturday afternoon. Talking about arts and crafts, watching a show last night, one of those, you know, crime real life shows, and they're talking about knitting, and they referred to it in two different ways, and my oldest daughter is watching this, and she said, "Was it knitting or is it crochet? Because they're not the same thing."
That's true.
That's true.
Oh, Amanda, you are an old soul.
One is straight and one has a hook on it.
I will take your word for it. I will take your word for it. I remember my grandma and my mom tried to get me to do that when I was young, and I didn't hurt myself, thankfully, like I did when they tried to teach me how to sew, but yeah, it did not turn out well. Let's put it that way. What else is coming up with the, oh, that's what I wanted to talk about before we get to that. I know we're going to talk about Hoop Shoot next week.
Yes.
Which, of course, is an annual thing that Elks all over the country do. And actually, a couple local kids that have actually won the national competition. But again,
next week,
that's a little bit of a teaser for later on. Again, when we talked about the memorial dinner on Sunday, December 15th, said that's a great opportunity for folks to come out and see what the Elks is really about. Give me the Elks elevator speech. I almost feel like we should ask Tammy, since she's the new member. It might be fresher in her mind.
The Elks are an organization who, number one, is supportive of our veterans. They are number one in our hearts. They have been, and that's kind of how the Elks started. And then
like in Chicago, right? Is where the Elks...
No, New York was the first one.
New York. Oh, got it.
Chicago is where the main... Grand Lodge organization is.
Okay.
But
I knew Chicago was involved somehow. Doggone it.
New York was the first one.
I need to save my notes from the, you know.
We could do a whole nother hour on this, you know.
Of course.
So let's not get too deep into this.
All right. Please continue.
Number one for the veterans, of course. Then second is kids, and then our communities. So if you want to get involved with a great organization that helps out, we're always looking for new members. New ideas, new thoughts. There's so many things happening in the community that we don't know what all is out there and what we can sponsor. So it's nice to have new members come in because they have a different outlook and they have different things that we go, wow, why did we not know about that? Why are we not sponsoring and supporting these?
And new ideas mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
I was actually talking with somebody from Rotary the other day, and they said that they're actually getting a buy-in from younger members.
Yes.
Have you seen that in Elks
yes.
as well?
Yes. We are starting to get more younger members, and that's where we really need to go because, you know, the Elks has, needless to say, been around 152
right.
years.
Yeah,
so
if you want to continue to be relevant.
Those members are getting kind of old.
Right, yeah. Yeah, if you want to continue to be relevant,
yes.
You have to continue to yes. bring in those. Yeah. And it goes in cycles.
Yes.
I hear that so much. You'll get a great new group of young people, and then membership will kind of hold steady for a while. And then some folks will move away or whatever. And then you'll get this new influx of young people. And it just kind of goes back and forth from
yes.
time to time. And again, Kathy and Tammy are members of the Glenwood Elks Lodge. There are Elks Lodges in Rifle and Aspen that are very similar. Obviously,
absolutely.
The philosophies are exactly the same
absolutely.
Because that's part of being an elk.
Yep.
So if you're interested in joining the organization, just give whichever lodge is closest to you a call. And talk about stopping by sometime. A member can sponsor you for the evening, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you can come by and check it out. And, you know, we talk about so many public events at the Elks and multiply that, what, by five?
Yeah.
In terms of member-only events?
Yeah.
And well, and of course, you're open every night
well,
as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do. Well, I'm just flash.
You're
sorry.
trying to add up in your mind, aren't you?
Like, oh my gosh, if you only knew. But yes, and more so for the public, I think than we do. I mean, of course, the club is a great place to be. The lodge is awesome with the things that we get involved in. And again, like I said, I think that I could spend an hour, and I might come back in February because we'll be having an open house. So,
oh,
and we
awesome.
Could spend an hour talking about
perfect.
Membership and the Elks and everything else.
Great.
But yeah, please come to these events and check us out and see what we're about. Talk to us and hopefully come and get involved.
The Benevolent Protective Order of Elks.
Correct.
Right. Number 2286 in Glenwood is the one we're talking about today. Again, if you're interested in joining, join any Elks Club. I'm sure that you would give high reviews of your brothers and sisters in Rifle and in Aspen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Again, the phone number is 945-2286. If you have questions about anything that we discussed today, you can always connect with the Elks on Facebook. Just search for Glenwood Springs Elks Lodge, number 2286. And you can email Kathy, secretary@gwselks.com. Between now and Monday the 9th, if you think of anybody that could use a holiday meal, a Christmas meal that may not get it otherwise, email Kathy, secretary@gwselks.com. And again, collecting food for those memorial boxes, the Boy Scout Troop 225 will be doing that this Saturday the 7th from 8 until 3 at City Markets in Glenwood and in Carbondale. Then the Elks will be stuffing those memorial boxes on Saturday the 14th, starting at 7:30 out at the Elks Lodge in West Glenwood. Then the memorial dinner, again, in honor of those 12 folks, 12 friends and neighbors that lost their mm-hmm. lives December 6th, 1985. A lot of us remember that day very well. Again, the memorial dinner happens this year on Sunday, December 15th. It's a traditional holiday Christmas dinner, turkey, ham, potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce.
And pie.
And pie. Oh, what kind of pie?
Pumpkin, of course.
Okay.
Is there
I didn't
any
know.
Other? Maybe well, maybe pecan?
At this time of year, you know, we had apple pie for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
You have to have, I don't love pumpkin pie, but I feel
I was
going to
say, we
obligated.
Didn't want to get the game started on pumpkin pie.
I feel obligated twice a year, Thanksgiving and Christmas, maybe Easter, to eat pumpkin pie. It's what you do.
Yes, it is.
Tammy agrees with me, so I don't want to hear.
Yeah, I would also like to mention that we would love everybody to come to the lodge and have dinner with us. But if you know of someone or if you're homebound and can't come in, we do have a delivery service, and we will bring you a meal on that day.
Again, for folks that need it.
Yes.
So if you can make it out to the lodge in West Glenwood, then come on out, socialize a little bit. But if you know someone or if you cannot make it, they'll figure it out.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, I have been remiss. We're talking about those memorial boxes. Those, a lot of those are delivered by the sheriff's office.
Correct.
So Garfield County Sheriff's Office actually delivers those 75 of those memorial boxes to folks that are in need as well. So I want to make sure that we give them credit too.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of time on the road. And again, Kathy, as you mentioned, you know, they kind of firsthand know a lot of the people
right.
that really need
right.
a little extra help as well.
Yeah, they do a great job when they come out, and they're so appreciative of us doing this with them. And, you know, we have it all ready for them to come and pick up, and it's just, they appreciate it. So,
and it, well, the respect goes both ways,
right?
I think, probably.
Yep.
Again, if you have any questions about anything we talked about today, find Glenwood Elks on Facebook. Just search Glenwood Springs Elks Lodge number 2286. Or something to that effect.
Right.
The phone number is 945-2286. And again, the email, it sounds like, is the preferred method of contact, if that works for you, secretary@gwselks.com. Kathy, I'll see you in a week.
Yes, you will.
Tammy, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe this be the hardest thing you ever have to do in your tenure as an elk.
Probably not.
Take care, ladies. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.